of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control here. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number here. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with a special guest host this evening. Eddie Free is with us. Hello there, Eddie.
Hello, Ian. Thanks for having me. Mark, hello.
I am here.
Welcome to the program. You've come all the way up to our very own beautiful Keene, New Hampshire for, I guess, a short visit. You're here for the weekend, at the very least, and you're from the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, I came up with Clyde with NeverTakeAPlea.org.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually looking for a property. He's another participant in the Free State Project.
Exciting.
He's looking around property in the area, and just offered me a ride, and I had to accept a chance to come back and see my liberty-loving friends up here in the Shire.
It's always a good time here, and there's a lot going on. There's always something going on up here because, well, there's hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who've made the move to New Hampshire. Not only probably a few dozen are in the area in which that we're at right now, but more are coming. You've got over 11,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And more are constantly signing up as the word spreads about all of the great stuff that's going on up here. And, of course, the more people we can get here, the sooner they can get here, the better. And more folks, kind of in the early years, it's more been like single males that are unattached that are kind of coming up. But now we're starting to see folks like you mentioned Clyde from NeverTakeAPlea.org, people with a little bit more capital. Maybe you've been around a little longer because a lot of the movers have been maybe in their 20s to their early 30s. Folks that are a little more established have been looking at making the move recently. There's been some folks that have purchased some properties in Keene here over the last year as well, a nice couple that had moved into town, and now they're renting some of those properties out to incoming activists and activists that are on the ground here. So there's a role for everybody in this movement, whether it's financier, investor, activist, civil disobedience activists, media personalities. There's so much going on.
Politicians, people that wish to run for office.
Yeah, that too. And in fact, there was some pretty good news out of the election. FreeStateBlogs.net was reporting on the Keene election results, saying that there was actually some things to be pretty excited about political changes here. It's posted over at freekeene.com.
Cool.
You're welcome to check that out. But the more activists we can get here, the more involved they can be in a variety of different ways, the better. So obviously, it's good to have you visiting. And you actually got you were out this afternoon at Free Speech Fridays, which, of course, it's Veterans Day, and you're a veteran.
I am.
Yeah, so there was, here in Keene, there's a weekly event, Free Speech Fridays, where Derek, who's on our show Tuesday nights, brings out a megaphone, and he usually has a few words that he shares and opens up the megaphone to anybody who's in the area that, you know, has something that they want to say. And so today, there were a number of veterans who did speak at Free Speech Friday, including yourself, as well as JJ, who's on Thursday nights on this program. And
our friend Jason Talley.
That's right. Talley is also a veteran from Talley.tv. And another gentleman who is frequently in the park, hanging out in the park as well, kind of told his story. There's video footage of all that, and I imagine it'll be showing up over at Free Agents probably at some point. FR33Agents. Is it .com or .net?
I know there are two of them.
They have
actually.
Them both. And one of them is about to be relaunched, but I don't remember.
I think it's .com.
It's the .com.
It's .com. Okay. So people can keep an eye open there, and they'll be able to see more about what happened. Now, I know Mark feels pretty strongly about this whole Veterans Day thing, so I don't know, Mark, if you want to kind of jump in with your thoughts.
Absolutely. You know, this is a story I've told in different ways pretty much every Veterans Day that's come along, or at least since I've gotten the anti-war gospel in my blood. And it to me, it really shows the picture. For those that don't know, Veterans Day was switched sometime after the Korean War from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. It was a celebration of the moment in time that the World War I ended. And World War I is, they call it the Great War. This is the war that really shows how, stupid, pointless, and despicable war is as a solution to problems. People can really see it. I don't know if it's the distance in history, the lack of jingoism, or whatever it might be. I don't know why it is, but people can truly see it with World War I. And I want to you know, just I want to tell a story. The at apparently the folks that do the, you know, decided that the end of the war there was going to occur, the generals, that kind of thing. That happened, according to Wikipedia, the armistice was agreed on at 5 a.m. on 11 November to come into effect at 11 a.m. Paris time, for which the reason the occasion is sometimes referred to the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. Mm-hmm. It was a result of a hurried and desperate process. The chief of staff, Paul von Hindenburg, had requested arrangements for a meeting with Ferdinand Foch, who essentially did the armistice, wrote it up, by telegram on 7 November. He was under pressure of imminent revolution in Berlin. The World War I was not ended by anything more than the German people saying enough is enough, and they decided that on, you know, in November of that year. So the claim that somehow or another, if the United States hadn't have gotten in, that Germany might have won, doesn't really hold up to history, because in fact it was the German people rioting and rebelling that caused the end of World War One.
Hmm.
Germany wasn't going to win World War One one way or the other, is I guess the point that I'd like to make of that. And so anyway, these guys met in some private train parked in a railroad siding in the forest of Compiègne, and you know, after 3 days of negotiations, came up with this armistice treaty, which was basically just about an unconditional surrender, just about. And it happened at 5 a.m. That means that there were 6 hours of time that they decided, well, you know, the war will end at 11. And maybe this makes some sense. You know, we don't want one side fighting, the other side isn't fighting or whatever, but it's very strange. And here on Veterans Day, when we, you know, look at the situations and we talk about these great sacrifices that these men have made, I want to read a few stories. The stories of the last men to die in World War One. And, you know, I'm sure women died in World War One too, but a lot more men did. And here's one story. The news was quickly given to the armies during the morning of 11 November, but even after hearing that the armistice was due to start at 11, intense warfare continued right into the last minute.
Hmm.
Many artillery units continued to fire on German targets, get this, Ian, to avoid hauling away their spare ammunition.
Wow. So we got the bombs, let's drop them.
I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, it's really sick and weird. Who cares? Let's shoot these guys. Let's shoot these things off.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's any more sick or weird than what happened before the armistice.
I know.
Killing.
You get to see how pointless it all is this moment in time afterwards. Oh, we don't want to carry this stuff off, so let's kill people with it.
Wow.
The Allies also wished to ensure that should the fighting restart, they'd be in the most favorable position. Consequently, they were... get this, almost 11,000 casualties
in that short span of time?
In that 6 hours, that day.
Wow.
That's 10,944 casualties, of which 2,738 men died on the last day of the war. Now, you know, when we're talking on this day, which is Armistice Day, it's been expanded for all veterans and that kind of thing. But when we're talking about...
Well, right. Well, I'm sorry. It's been expanded, but at the same time, the focus has shifted. I mean, Armistice Day, you could argue, was a celebration of the end of a war. And now it's just, we're just celebrating veterans for doing what they were told.
Yeah.
Right.
Indeed. And, you know, this is the way I see it. And I wonder how many veterans see it the same way as I do, which is, you know, essentially these guys have been tricked through indoctrination, jingoism, and pledge saying to, you know, do the whims of people that we know are thieves and liars, politicians. I mean, most Americans would look at Congress right now and they say that Congress is doing a terrible job, that it's a bunch of thieves and a bunch of liars. However, the young men and women of our military, which are doing the whims of these politicians, frankly, without question, they're good people that deserve our praise. And I don't know whether that's
well, they're
true.
It's clear. They're donating to Ron Paul.
They are.
The
they
numbers
want out.
That are coming in, but exceed the rest of the candidates by far.
Let's come back with more. 855-450-FREE if you want to share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My father walked to school 4 o'clock every morning, with no shoes on, uphill, both ways, in 5 feet of snow, and he was thankful. I love it when they get so angry they can't remember your name. Then come here, Roy, Rupert, Rutabaga, what is your name, boy? And don't lie to me because you live here and I'll find out who you are. And that's another thing. They ask you a question, you try and answer, they tell you to shut up. Day and night, night and day, work my fingers to the bone for what?
I don't.
Shut up! And when I ask you a question, you keep your trap shut.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. We're here live. It's Veterans Day, and we're talking about Armistice Day, and we're talking about the past and some stories about a six-hour window in which people continued to perform killing even after the armistice was reached. You're going to share some more of those stories, but we're going to get to your phone calls first at 855-450-FREE.
The Ruger Gun Scouts Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have, if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com and get it at your local gun dealer. It's the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle.
All right, 855-450-FREE to the phones and to the fun. Looks like we are on WGND-FM tonight in Delaware, where Eric is on the line. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Eric?
I'm a veteran, and I have to say that the fact that I don't know who the guy is that was just speaking about veterans or service people following their leaders blindly, but he is a nut.
I'm a nut?
Crazy.
Okay, well, instead of the ad hominem attacks, why don't you tell me why?
Because we question everything.
But
really?
Would you do it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Does it bother you that there hasn't been a war declared since 1941?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry, what was that?
Does it bother you that a war has not been declared since 1941?
Bothers me very much.
Good.
Bothers me very much.
Would you go fight in a war that had not been declared? Fight for politicians?
I was in Iraq.
So
you question things, but you still do what you're told, right?
Well, yeah, because you can't. You have to follow your leaders, but question what they're doing. You can't say no.
Well, what good does questioning? I mean, if you question what they're doing and you come to the conclusion that what they're doing is wrong, why would you continue participating in something you know is wrong?
I know that people needed our help. I was a medic. I was a flight medic.
Well, you know,
I know that people needed my help, and I was willing to do that.
Lots of conscientious objectors have done the medic role, and I don't have nearly as much bad to say about a medic role as I do somebody who's fighting in an infantry status. And I get where you're coming from on that. However, I mean, doesn't it bother you that perhaps the weapons of mass destruction thing was a lie that was brought through torture, that there wasn't a declared war? I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why these wars, that have been fought here are bad ones. And, you know, the politicians are just a bunch of cowards. If they really wanted a fight, why don't they go out and get one themselves?
I wholeheartedly agree. And I will tell you this. I love my country, but I hate my government.
Eric, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Phil's in Rochester, New York. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eddie, and Mark.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Fascinating subject, especially given what I've kind of observed this week recently. Just maybe my perception, maybe not. But in the mainstream media, there seems to be recently a spike in stories regarding our government's, meaning the United States government's, overwhelming concern about the people in Iran, that they may want to have for themselves some type of nuclear weapon. And it just seems to me this pervasive beating of the war drum with, you know, as a means to an end, to drum up the necessity of some action at some point in the near future. I was just wondering, is that my perception alone?
No, I don't think so. Didn't somebody say, I think it was off the air, Mark, last night, but wasn't somebody saying that this Romney fellow was talking about invading Iran?
Yeah, if he's elected, one of the first things he's going to do is start preparing for war. He was going promised to send ships to the Gulf.
I'd like to point out that this attitude pervades both major political parties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter which side is going to dominate our government. It seems to me that the powers that be have decided that there is going to be another war.
Right. The Democrats and the Republicans are two wings of the war party, and that's what it comes down to. You know, war is the health of the state, and that's, you know, the state's getting darn healthy. People say that the veterans are out there fighting for our freedoms. You would think we would have more freedoms as a result, but we don't.
Yeah,
we have
fewer. That's not the case.
That's right. We had the World War One, like you were talking about, and all this time we've been fighting all these wars, but why are we less free now? If men have been dying, you know, day after day, year after year, for so long, why are we less free now?
Well,
I'd also like to point out the absurdity of the whole argument that the people that run Iran would, you know, are likely to do something rash if they had some type of you know, devastating weapon. I mean, let's face it, the people that that run that country, no matter what their motivation, whether they're, you know, religious zealots or just secular dictators, if I may borrow from, you know, a movie, you know, all that have power are afraid to lose it.
So, sure they are.
So how it wouldn't serve their ends to make use of such a weapon if it's going to jeopardize.
No, you're right. It wouldn't, but it does serve the end of the U.S. politicians who can saber rattle and use the specter of nuclear holocaust to get people all scared and whipped up into supporting a war with Iran. So it's
also the phenomenon of suicide bombers has been tied inexorably to the Muslim religion, but in fact. Suicide people that are willing to suicide themselves for a cause
like the IRA.
have existed throughout history. It's nothing you know, that just has to do with the Middle East, and usually what it has to do with is an occupied country, and those people are occupied, and they're in fact occupied in large part by the United States.
It wasn't happening until we were actually occupying. That wasn't happening in the streets of Afghanistan.
By we,
it wasn't happening in the streets of Iraq. It didn't happen.
It happened
until
in Israel,
until there were troops there.
Yep, but it happened in Israel, but that, you know, the Palestinians could arguably be called occupied. Certainly, because
I'd like to point out that I have not occupied Iran or Iraq or anything like that. So I don't want to be included in the we because I don't think any of us actually did that. You were a veteran, but luckily you never actually made it over there.
That's right. I joined in the early 90s. I was at a point in my life where a lot of young folks, especially right now, are joining because they're at a loss for options. They feel
like they got no job prospects. And no hope and no money, and it's a desperate situation. Maybe we can talk more about your situation in a bit, Eddie Free. Phil in Rochester, any other thoughts?
It just seems to me that if that is the ultimate goal, is another occupation, it seems to me exceptionally short-sighted. I don't think the appetite of the people of the United States is such that we could engage and sustain such an operation.
I don't think that's a factor. I don't think that's something that they even consider.
It's a factor.
No, I think that all they consider is whether or not they can get more contracts for their buddies in the military-industrial complex out of it, because the American people will go along with whatever. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And if you don't believe that, then just ask yourself, where are the anti-war protests? Where are they? Is it the Occupy protests? Do those count as an anti-war protest?
They've got Bradley Manning signs.
They've got some people that agree with it there, but they're not specifically anti-war. There aren't very many specific anti-war actions going on. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental. Friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's SACL's CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Eddie.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam there, and when it's working, which is most of the time, you can go and watch for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can also interact with other Free Talk Live listeners who are in the chat room there, which happens to be built into the very same page. All of it over at cam.freetalklive.com, and it's all for free.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. MemoryDealers.com is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but they can also be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts just to be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at MemoryDealers.com. Again, it's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE. Continuing with you and your thoughts, it is Veterans Day. We'll return in a bit to some of the Armistice Day stories, Mark, that you wanted to share about the six-hour period of time between 5 a.m. and 11 a.m. on 11-11.
1918.
Where it was determined at 5 a.m. that the war was going to end, but not until 11. So you'll tell us some of the stories about what happened in that time window here in a bit. Jim is on the line in Kansas. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eddie, and Mark. Jim?
How you doing there, brothers?
What's on your mind tonight, Jim?
Hi, Jim.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about people and all of the fighting for my freedoms, because once again, I have to sit there and listen about dangerous Iranians.
Okay. I don't really understand where you're coming from, but can you continue?
Okay. Well, the Iranians, it's the blacks on welfare, it's the Mexicans crossing the borders, it's the towelheads fixing to blow us up, it's everybody but them Jews. Isn't that kind of strange?
don't you have a life? I mean, you're kind of a sad person, aren't you? Do you really believe this, or are you trying to put us on?
Is this Free Talk Live?
Yeah, it is. And that means you are free to sound like an ignorant bigot.
Subject? Hello?
That means, yes, you are absolutely free to sound like an ignoramus bigot on the air.
Blown up over here.
Sorry?
All right. We're talking about the dangerous Iranians.
No, we're not talking about that. You're the one
who's saying that they're fighting because they might come over here or they might get a bomb and do what we did to the Japanese.
Well, I don't actually, at this point, the IAEA, the International Nuclear Whatever thing, the Atomic Energy Administration or whatever out of the UN has said that there is no nuclear bomb being developed in Iran. So I'm not sure. I think that it could be just a lot of propaganda for people that want to go fight a war.
Wait, okay. Iran can't even refine their own gasoline.
They have a bomb and they want to protect themselves. I mean, we have, how many we got?
Lots and lots.
We have.
Lots and lots. I don't know that we
okay.
have them, but the United States military does.
Why are we over there? Why ever talk about the AIPAC that sent us into Iraq?
Well, the AIPAC didn't.
About the Jewish controlled media.
AIPAC didn't send anybody to.
Talk about, but we can talk about Mexicans all day.
So hold on a second. I'm just curious. Look, I get some of what you're saying, but you keep coming back to this whole Jewish conspiracy thing. And you said the Jewish-controlled media. Now,
conspiracy?
Do they control all the media?
Is it a conspiracy?
I'm sorry. Do what?
Okay, you said there is a conspiracy with the
No,
Jews.
Sir. I did not say that. I was asking you a question.
I just said reality.
Okay, I was asking you a question. I didn't say anything about there being a conspiracy, so I'm asking you the question is, do the Jewish people control all the media? You made it sound like that was the case. I just want to make sure we're clear.
Well, does the Mexicans control the world?
Are you for real?
Control the world?
Okay, so quick. So you're either going to answer the question, or we're going to have a conversation, or we're not, right? So you're alleging that there's Jewish-controlled media, and I'm asking you, do they control all the media?
How much of it don't they control?
You tell me. You're the supposed expert on all things Jewish.
Let's say 90%.
90%. 90% of the media.
Is it a drop of Jewish blood? How Jewish does one have to be in order to be a Jew?
Well, okay. You want to talk about Jews now, do you?
No, that was you. You brought it up.
It's Free Talk Live, man.
Fantastic. My question is very simple. Everyone's to blame but the Jews, even though the Bible said, ye are of your father the devil, and ye, his will ye will do. Now, they like to talk about where they're God's chosen and all that, but what about the other verses of the Bible where they crucified Christ? They don't talk about them verses, huh?
Is this based on the foundation?
Talk about it.
Is this based on a foundation that the Bible is anything other than some 2,000-year-old cobbled-together document that has really no relevance in our life?
That is just that's what people bring up every time I say something about that a Jew may be involved in something.
I'm willing to say the Jews are no more God's people than anybody else. How's that?
Tell them that, then.
I happen to be a little bit Jewish, so I'll just go ahead and tell myself.
Thanks, Jim, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, even though you're just a hate spouting bigot. 855-450-FREE is the number here. 1-855.
Free Talk Live, Jewish controlled.
1-855.
I took a genetic test, found out that apparently there's some Ashkenazi Jew somewhere in my lineage.
Uh-huh.
So now we know. We know they're just attracted. They can't help it. They love microphones.
We need to get one of those yarmulkes. You can wear it here in the studio.
I have no interest in your silly religious vestments.
Well, those. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. Michael's in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Just dealing with crazy bigots.
Not too much, man. I was just calling to talk a little bit about the Occupy movement. And the
sure.
Down here in Austin. One thing I've noticed a lot of that's going on is just, I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about this before, but rampant collectivism. And I've tried to go down there a lot, and I feel like a lot of the source of a lot of people's problems is they want to empower to solve social problems. And one message that I'm really trying to get out there for everybody is that individualism really solves for everybody, that it empowers every single individual like this guy who was just on was talking about the Jews, and he's grouping Mexicans and he's grouping everybody. But what I think what he fails to realize is that when you go for individualism, you're not looking to put people in groups or empower one group over another. You want to have liberty for everybody, and that's really what we all need to be promoting.
Oh, but it's so much easier to just put people into groups. Then you don't actually have to think. Then you don't actually have to ascertain different experiences from different individuals and actually treat them as though they're separate human beings. It's much easier to just lump everyone into groups. You can just hate people.
It's so true, but I think people just need to really realize that when we put power in groups, those groups, as well-meaning as they may seem and as much peace as they may promise, they end up going on to basically cause tyranny for the individual, every individual. And,
as soon as it becomes democracy, it destroys the individual.
It's true, and I was just listening to Stefan Molyneux, some of his videos last night, Stefan Molyneux, and he had a nice video where he was basically referring to all of us as free-range serfs. Are free-range slaves.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, what the biggest help they really need to realize is that we're all in the same boat. We're not free, and the illusion of freedom is really what's keeping us, you know, apart and afraid and really just supporting different groups that really mean nothing. We're all just free-range serfs. We can't go, even if we go somewhere, we're still stuck in the system, and we really need to be fighting for every individual.
Yeah, as long as you stand in the government's land, they claim to own you.
No, it's so true. And I just want to say hi to Eddie. I'm glad he made it to New Hampshire all right.
Hello,
really
thanks.
What you guys are doing. I've never called in there before.
Michael, hopefully we'll see you up here one of these days, and thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Eddie hasn't quite
thanks,
made the
Michael.
Move yet, but that's perhaps next year. Is that the plan?
In the springtime, I'm planning on it.
Good time to move. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Unless you are bigoted, as long as you love liberty, you're welcome here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you're a bigot or advocating violence, you won't get very far here. 855-450-FREE is the number. It's Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree way, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Eddie.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that $3 in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn more about the program there. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. Get on the details over at amp.freetalklive.com.
There are lots of reasons why one might want to own an air gun. Maybe they're illegal due to local laws or some other reason for you to own, or you could be, you know, training a child in firearms use. I know I had a BB gun before anything else. Varmint control, maybe a little cheap, quiet indoor entertainment target practice during those long winter months. At Pyramid Air, they have just a whole range of different types of air guns. I recently got one of their most powerful ones called the Dragon Claw, which is a 50 caliber air gun that can take down a deer. I mean, it's an incredible device. And you can get one of those or something, you know, a little smaller, whatever. Whatever works for you. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. They did it with me. They'll spend the time with you. You can get 10% off of any air gun there at or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. Go now, view the amazing Dragon Claw at airgun.freetalklive.com and peruse the site. See the amazing air guns and accessories they have there for you. It's airgun.freetalklive.com.
We're going to continue here in a bit. Mark, you're going to share some more war stories with us, specifically from the 6 hours between when the armistice was reached back in, was it 1918, you said?
Yes.
Back on 11-11-1918, to the time when the war actually ended, which was, again, from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. And so you'll share some more of that with us here, Mark. It's apparently some pretty amazing stuff. But first, we go to Frank, listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eddie Free, and Mark.
Good evening.
Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, I just thought I'd recollect a little bit of what I, you know, encountered today.
Okay.
In New York. You know, since it is the Armistice Day, Veterans Day, and since we're ready to go to war in Iran, I just thought, you know, we need some intense meditation and sort of thought. And I ran across, you know, three vets going for a free meal at Applebee's. One was from the Korean War with his wife, who was disabled. One was from the Vietnam War, who was disabled to some extent, and the last person was from the first Gulf War that Bush 41 instituted in, January of 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting because, in a sense, the recollections were the greatest tragedy, you know, is the wars that we've been fighting that really have meant nothing. I guess every one of these vets, after they came back, having lost, you know, some part of their body, understood the futility of war. And, you know, the sad thing is that, you know, for these veterans, you know, they've had a very hard life after their service in the military. And to, you know, see them going to Applebee's for the free meal to celebrate their, you know, the Veterans Day was kind of sad. But they all had this one comment, and the comment was, there was no reason to go to war in Afghanistan or Iraq. The government lied to the people for political ends. We're fighting wars of proxy for other countries' interests, not our own. And these are in violation of American law and international law, but no one is able to bring this to any court of justice. And I thought that was kind of interesting because the ages ranged from, I guess, maybe close to 80 down to 40.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very moving and touching. And they asked me if I wanted to join them, you know, for lunch, for dinner at Applebee's. And I, you know, said I would like to, but I couldn't, which I couldn't. But, you know, I just gave them some money for a dessert and a drink, you know, on me.
So but today was wasn't today was, some day where veterans could go and get free meals at a bunch of different places?
Yeah, it is. And I guess if you have your military service card or you're wearing your American Legion hat, you know, the details of the war you were in, Applebee's was giving free meals to the vets and their, you know, families, which I thought was very nice. But the sad thing is, it's always when it's too late, when something is lost or when one is blind that you really can see what's happening.
And yeah, it's unfortunate.
And again, there was no ideology, you know, saying, oh, we were fighting in Korea to prevent the communists from taking over, the same rhetoric in Vietnam. It was just basically that they were screwed, their generation was screwed, and they all feel bad about those who didn't return, as well as those enemy combatants that they killed or that they were.
And they all found out too late. You know, great call, Frank. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate that. And who could disagree with any of those points?
Yeah. You know, I wonder, I have a good friend who is in, you know, he's in a nursing home now. He's a World War II vet,
mm-hmm.
and he is a Quaker peace activist. He's out there every single Saturday on Keene Central Square doing the peace vigil with, you know, so many other activists here in Keene. And he uses his card in order to get free bus rides in Keene. And I have no animosity towards him whatsoever. I just kind of always wonder, you know, if one goes under this flag of veteran to get something for free, you know, is it a thank you? And if it's a thank you, what's it a thank you for? I'm not reprimanding anyone here. These are questions that I have in my own mind that I'm trying to work out for myself. And it always kind of...
Are you asking whether the restaurant is thanking the veterans?
Well, if it is a thank you, and I think that a lot of people interpret it that way, what is a thank you for?
Certainly seems like the marketing behind it.
What's the thank you for?
Well, it's probably the cliche, thank you for your service, as though what they've done has served any of us.
According to Frank, these veterans that he talked to didn't feel like this was service to anyone for anything.
Sure, sure, but that doesn't mean, you know, you're going to turn down a free meal.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn down a free meal either. And, you know, it's just kind of this, I don't know, it sticks in my mind and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, I suppose if you were grumpy enough, you as a veteran could call everybody out that ever said thank you for your service and then, you know, try to teach them a lesson at that point in time. but maybe it's just not worth it to them.
A friend of mine was a chaplain at a Catholic hospital. He was actually Quaker, a chaplain at the hospital, which is kind of an unusual thing altogether. And he told me a story about a veteran who, you know, on Veterans Day, they would come and put little flags in the rooms. And this guy was in a hospital room, and they put a flag up on his room, and he, you know, quietly took it down, didn't say anything. And then somebody, you know, came by and noticed there was no flag, so they put another flag. And the veteran, you know, came out with clenched teeth and said, "Look, I'm not going to tell you this one more time, or something like that. You know, that I'm just trying to remember my friend's face when he told this, and you know, just the absolute abject anger in this vet's face over having an American flag put on his door.
Wow,
he was livid, and the reason that he was livid is he felt that many of his friends fought and died for nothing. And he saw it. Like, he saw the stinking, bloating bodies. He saw the children blown into pieces. And so many of the people that, you know, the tears run down their face, they haven't seen this aspect of war. They see young men in military uniforms with shining buttons and airplanes zooming overhead in formation. And to them, that's what it means.
Quite often, it's folks that have never served in the military that seem to have this military fetish. You know, people like Sean Hannity, people like Rush Limbaugh. And it's sickening. Just like you said, they never experienced seeing bodies in front of them, so it's easy to shout the mantra and wrap themselves in the American flag and the cross, and it's really sad, and people fall for it every day. And recruiting, especially with the economy coming down, the economy now, more and more young people are joining, and it's really scary when we hear the saber rattling and the economy crashing.
Well, one of the things I'd like to do is some counter recruiting. And there was talk about doing that today, but then we realized it's a federal holiday, so we didn't really think the recruiting office would be open.
I wonder. I mean, isn't this a really great day to do some recruiting, though?
Somebody should have checked it out. I don't know if anybody actually did, but there are some flyers that we found from the American Friends Service Committee. It's a Quaker organization.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
And they're pretty good. I mean, they're not maybe the ideal, most principled, liberty-oriented
flyer. You got to have something. If you don't have something, you got to, you know.
But it's a pretty decent flyer. What was it? American Friends Service Committee. AFSC.org. AFSC.
Okay.
American Friends Service Committee.org is where you can go to get some of their counter recruitment flyers. But ultimately, I don't know where and when the best time would be to do such a thing. Like, when's the best time to reach young people that are at risk of joining the military? Is it just stand outside the school on any old day? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 next.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.